Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive towards short. Pellegrini catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger catches it and throws to second to double up Judnick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin takes first base on ball four. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 1 in the game. Coco strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards first. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fannin hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Fannin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokoz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Fannin moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller bunts in front of the plate. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Judnick moves to second. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 3 in the game. Platt strikes out. 1 out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pellegrini is called out on strikes. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fannin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Paul Lehner now playing center field. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.